Hey there, this is Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner. Welcome to the next episode in our podcast series. Now, before we get started, I just want to let you know my wonderful tabby cat, Missy, is wandering around here, and she's a little vocal today, so if she wanders into the room, she's going to be putting her 2 cents in. So just want to let you know, if you hear a meow in the background, that's just my 15-year-old Missy. But anyway, I wanted to talk today about something that runners need to be aware of and need to make sure that they are making a concentrated effort with this, and that is nutrition. Now, we're all like cars. We want to be able to operate at our most optimum potential. And, you know, and this is done by making sure that we are putting the right things into our body. Now, I'll admit that I'm not the world's greatest eater, but I do make a conscious effort at it, and I am getting a lot better with it. But one thing I've always been adamant about is making sure that I get all of the food groups. Nothing riles me up more than somebody talking about a no-carb diet or a no-protein diet. I'm a firm believer that all of the food groups are important to make you function at your best. So, you know, the big three of the food groups are carbohydrates. Now, you're a runner or a walker. I don't need to tell you how important carbohydrates are. It's the primary thing that we use for our muscles and to keep us running, and especially on our long distance runs and our long distance races. If we don't have enough carbohydrates, our body won't be able to perform like we want it to and won't be able to burn the fats as effectively as it needs to be. And actually, this was what can cause you to bonk during those longer training runs. So you want to make sure that you're getting about 50 to 60% of the carbohydrates as in your food during the day. Great sources of carbs are breads, pastas, brown rice, oatmeal, fruits, veggies, potatoes, and beans. Now, this is one of the areas where I kind of lack in that I am working on. I love my pasta. I eat a lot of pasta, but it's been mostly the white flour pasta. And I'm really, really working on getting more into the whole grain pasta and ones that are better for me. I don't have any problem with the brown rice. I love brown rice and I love my oatmeal. So I'm working on the white wheat pasta. So I'm sure that after a while I'll get it down where I've transferred totally to that. Proteins are another thing that's really important. They build and repair our muscles, and that's especially important if you are doing longer distance runs. Now, I'm sure that you've heard marathon runners and long distance runners talk about protein. You really need to make sure that you're getting a good source of protein in you within 2 hours after a long run or a marathon or a half marathon. It's really important to get those muscles on the way to being repaired. Great sources of protein are eggs, chicken, fish, and even meat, red meat. Now, you'll hear a lot of people talking about how red meat's not good for you, and that's not totally true. Lean red meat is just as good for you as anything else. So don't be afraid of the lean meat. Just make sure that you're getting of the red meat. Just make sure you're getting the leaner cuts of it. So proteins are really important. And fats are another important thing to have in your diet. It helps to sustain those longer workouts, and it you need to have the stored fat for your body and your muscles to feed off of. You really need to have about 20% of your calories from fats. Great sources of fats include nuts and peanut butter, some of my favorite things. So it's really important for you to balance those food groups and in all of the food groups to make sure that you are getting what you need in your diet. Now, I'm also a firm believer in listening to your body. I listen to my body for injuries, and I listen to my body for how it's feeling otherwise too. If your body is continually draggy and you're feeling just blah and low energy all the time, take a look at your diet. See what you're eating. You might want to write down everything that you eat for a week and see what is going into your body, and see if maybe something that's going on there might be a reason that you might be feeling kind of down. Now I want to talk about some of the foods that are really great for runners. And one of the things that's really good for runners, and I kind of laughed when I found out about this because I've been eating chili peppers for a long time, but chili peppers are really good for you. There's antioxidants in it, vitamin A, vitamin C. Chili peppers will also help you to recover quicker from your longer runs. And it also helps keep your blood pressure lower. I have high blood pressure. It's hereditary with me, and I didn't know that. And so I think that's really great. Chili peppers can also help ward off Alzheimer's disease, and can also help you ward off prostate cancer. So there's a lot of things that are in chili peppers, and actually it even has capsaicin in it, which, as you know, a lot of people take anti-inflammatories that has capsaicin in it. So that's another good thing. It helps you to recover after your longer runs. So to me, it's really good to know that something that I've always loved, I love cooking with jalapenos and chili peppers. I cook with them a lot, but it's good to know that I'm actually doing something good for me and my family when I am cooking with my jalapenos and chili peppers. Another great food for runners to eat are broccoli. Broccoli is a complex carb, and so that makes it really super good for runners. Broccoli is good for, it's also full of potassium, and we didn't really talk about potassium, but you find potassium in bananas, and you lose potassium on your longer runs, especially in the summertime when it's hot. You lose potassium when you sweat. So it's really important to get that back into your body, and bananas are a great way to do that. That's why you see people grabbing those bananas after a race and after a long run. But broccoli is another good source of potassium. So once you've had like a good marathon or a good long workout, a good dinner of meat and broccoli is a great way to recover from that. Now another thing that is really good for runners after a long workout or a long run or a hard workout are cherries. Cherries are also full of antioxidants. Actually, the tart cherries are the best. All the cherries are good for you, but the tarts just seem to be the best. And studies have been shown to find that cherries do help long distance runners. They have a natural anti-inflammatory property to them, and even drinking cherry juice after a long run will help your muscles to recover quicker. So I think that's kind of good to know. I didn't know that, so I'm trying the cherry juice thing now. One of the other things that I talked about a little bit was oatmeal, but all cereal is really good for runners. Cereal is one of the foods that you can eat that meet the needs to fuel your runs, to get you through the runs, and it also helps for muscle recovery afterwards. So you could actually eat a bowl of oatmeal before you went running and a bowl of cereal when you came back, and you'd be good. One of the best cereals that you can eat is oatmeal. Oatmeal is made up almost exclusively of oats. They're natural grains, really super good for you. Great source of carbs, which, as we know, we need for our energy, and a good source of fiber. It also has protein to aid in that muscle recovery that we talked about after those harder runs. So oatmeal is really good for you. And now on a side note to oatmeal, a lot of times you hear runners talking about eating oatmeal before their races. And one of the reasons is oatmeal is a food that will fill you up and actually keep you filling full. So you won't feel kind of draggy in the middle of the race because you still feel like you're burning food that you've been eating. So it makes you feel full, and that's a good thing. But cold cereal is also good for you too. Just make sure on your cold cereal that you're not eating some that has a whole lot of sugar content in it. And we had talked briefly about eggs and their protein value. Eggs are really super good for you, and even the yolks. So don't think that you need to just eat the egg whites. All of the egg is good for you. It's good vitamin K, your proteins. Vitamin K is good for the health of your bones. So we know we need strong bones as runners. So eggs are really, really super good for you. Now, I want to talk just real quick about some healthy snacks for runners. I don't know about you, but I like to snack. But I'll admit, I'm not a chocolate fan. I could go months without chocolate. And I know some of you out there think that's just sacrilege, but that's just the way I am. But you put a bag of chips or Doritos in front of me and I'm all over it. That's one of my weaknesses, solid junk food. But I'm working on that too. But here's some great healthy snacks for runners. A great thing that you can eat is apples with peanut butter. Ever since we were kids, my parents always said this, and I'm sure yours did too, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Apples are great for us, and with peanut butter, it makes it even better. As we know, peanut butter is a great source of the good fat that we need in protein. So apple slices with peanut butter, great way to stay a good snack, keep you full. Cereal bars, granola bars are also good. You can dump them in your purse and have them with you or into your pocket and have it whenever you need it. You do the same thing with cereal. You want to make sure you're getting some with less sugar content. I have found some that I really like that have peanuts in it, so I'm getting that protein in them too. So love that. Yogurt's another good snack, a healthy snack full of calcium and potassium. Great things that runners need. Bananas are another excellent source of carbs and potassium, and a good snack. I sometimes eat a banana in the middle of the afternoon when I'm just needing a little something to eat. So bananas are easy. They're fast to digest, which actually makes them good if you run in the evenings or in the late afternoon. A great pre-run snack to get you feeling good and get you heading out the door. Carrot sticks are also great for running. They fill you up, they have a low calorie content, and it can really ease those hunger pains. So carrots are a great thing that you can be eating if you're a runner. And now I want to talk about something that I truly, truly love, and that's my popcorn. Now, just because, you know, popcorn's a snack food and a salty snack food, you think that it's not good for you. But actually, popcorn is. Popcorn is a whole grain. It has fiber, it has protein. You know those little holes in the popcorn that get stuck in your teeth? They're really super high in fiber. And popcorn is a great snack. The American Dietetic Association even said it was, because it has no preservatives and it's sugar-free. So if you're trying to lose weight with your running, popcorn's a good snack for you. The University of Scranton also did a study on popcorn. They found that it has a certain antioxidant in it that's really good for you. So it's the antioxidant that is found in fruits and veggies, and actually there's more of it in popcorn. So I'm not a big fruit eater, so to me that's really super cool that I can be eating popcorn and it's really good for me. Now the thing you gotta watch about popcorn is how you prepare it. Now, if you're going to get popcorn and cook it in heavy oil and then pour a stick of melted butter over it, not going to be a good thing. So you want to make sure that you're fixing it healthy. The best way to fix it is air popping it. It's better for you if you can stay away from the oils, but you know, not all of us have an air popper. So if you're popping it the old-fashioned way, olive oil, canola oil is good for you. And also there's a lot of talk now about coconut oil. And that's a great alternative that's healthy to pop your popcorn in. So if you're a junk food junkie like I am, especially a salty junk food junkie, don't worry, popcorn is a good snack for you. You can eat it and not feel guilty. For me, that's a great thing to know. So that's just a little bit about nutrition today. You're probably a better eater than I am, but I just wanted to throw this out to you all today to let you know that there are some great foods that will help you with your muscle recovery, that will help you to prepare for your long runs, and some even good foods that runners can snack on. I hope that you all like this. I have a report, recipes for runners, that have some good healthy recipes for runners. I'm going to include a link in the show notes on the blog post with this. So download that and get that report for some good recipes for runners. I hope you all have a great day, and as always, run happy.